The African Charter on Human and People's Rights is almost an ideal document. It outlines equal rights for all, even going as far as saying that human beings are inviolable. As it marks the 30th anniversary since its adoption, judges from the African Commission and representatives from the International Court of Justice met here to consider the progress in realizing the Charter's ideals.
The Commission has established special mechanisms. There is, for instance, a commissioner who is responsible for freedom of expression and access to information, a commissioner responsible for torture, for prisons, for defending human rights defenders.
The African Charter on Human and People's Rights has been in force for the past 25 years, but even though all African countries are signatories thereto, except for Morocco and the newly formed South Sudan, one of the biggest challenges is that a number of countries still fail to abide by the rules of the Charter. The Commission is an organ of the African Union, but in terms of its mandate, all it can do is give recommendations.
If you have a document like the African Charter, you then have something that is very ideal. If followed to the letter, the provisions of the African Charter would govern all kinds of situations and they would prevent conflict. But what we see is that for those regimes that don't want to respect the Charter, the end result is refusal, for example, to give in to the will of the people after elections. What we see is civil wars, dictatorial governments, and so on and so forth.
But as North Africa witnesses popular revolts, after 3 decades of the African Charter on Human Rights, has it fallen short in protecting the people? Commissioners say the main issue is that leaders who subscribe to the Charter failed to respect it.
The lesson is that for as long as you continue to fail to implement the provisions of the Charter, the situation in Egypt, the situation in Tunisia, the situation in Libya will occur in any African country.
With the establishment of the African Court, the African Union is hopeful it can ensure enforcement of decisions on human rights. The Commission says there is a slow but positive move towards adhering to the Charter. Hassan Siria, Press TV, Pretoria.